Welcome to the Christology Podcast. This is Laura Miller Nielsen, and I'm here with my wonderful husband, Dave Nielsen. Today, we are going to talk about bullying, and this has really been difficult for us to get going on this because we have so many ideas and so many paths, and so if it seems a little discombobulated, it might be.
It might be. So, let's pray and jump into this. Father God, we come before you. We're here because of you, Lord God. We worship you. We want to know you. We want to have life. So, God, we're here to cry out. Christology Podcast starts, ends, and is filled in the middle with the search for who Jesus is, the questions that comes with that. So, Jesus, we ask your presence, Holy Spirit, be present, that we may know you and that your name may be known. Lord, we pray that you guide us in what we say and think and do and who we are, because we look to you, Jesus, to follow you, because you said, repent and believe, follow me. That's what we're doing. Pray for listeners, Lord God, that they will also know your presence and become like you and have life eternal. Jesus, in your name we pray, amen.
Amen. So, this topic actually started months and months and months ago. We went to visit a friend of ours' father who's in a assisted living or nursing home. I don't know what we call it anymore. But we found out that he was being bullied. And we're like, wait a minute. He's like in his 80s and he's still being bullied. I thought it ended, you know, at some point. But then a few weeks later, or months, whatever it was, I was being bullied by somebody at our church, and that went on for a few months, and I'm like, what is going on? This just it's not right. How is this still happening? So we wanted to talk about it, and then we wanted to talk a little bit about children and adults and how, you know, how do we get into that situation? How do we get out of it? Yeah, that's just kind of where we were at.
Yeah, so the main thing we got so far, it's interesting. I realized that I didn't want to do this podcast.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I'm fascinated by the topic and researching the master, of course, how Jesus handled it, because he was bullied in several occasions and he handled it masterfully, and we'll get into that. But we can say some kind of things up front, like, definitely everything out into the light. There's never a reason to keep anything hidden, especially if it's bothering you or affecting you, you feel assaulted or bullied or whatever. Like, it should always be brought out to other people, right? There's never any reason to keep anything hidden.
You had said something to me once a long time ago. You said that bullies don't like to be confronted, and that like really empowered me, because I confronted a bully in our lives and she stopped. Mm. And you said, well, she's intimidated by you. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But it was that I said, you know, called her out, and you know, you're right. They don't like to be confronted. They don't like to be told that they're wrong, or not even wrong, but just that, you know, you're not being nice.
Which is what Jesus did, you know, the master. He, well, when he was accused of doing miracles as Satan, I mean, Mark chapter 3, they said, you're casting out demons by the power of Satan. And there was a time, I think, that he may have thought about it. And then it says he called them over and said, Satan cannot be divided against Satan, or the house will fall. Any house will fall. So he applied some logic, and we'll get into that, kind of the steps he did. But, you know, he was bullied with the paying taxes. Hey, should we pay taxes? You know, held up the coin, just masterful responses. But
every time.
Seems like he had to think about it. Yeah. The woman caught in adultery, he's writing in the sand. You know, Laura, we talked a lot about this. We're not, a lot of people are like, I wonder what he wrote. I don't think he was writing anything in particular. I think he was thinking. He was buying time.
Right. If he had written something, somebody would have written it down. Somebody would have kept track of what it was. Yeah. Because there's so many details in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, that just wasn't one of them. So I think you're right. Maybe he was just scribbling. And you talked about culture. like, you know, that people crouch. They weren't sitting at a table when they were having their discussions. They were...
They squat.
That's kind and of, still, you yeah. said, even, yeah. even yep. now.
Pull up a squat. I mean, in Afghanistan and lots of Middle Eastern countries, it's just like, hey, pull up a squat and talk for a few hours. It's just a normal thing. So,
yeah. And you have said in other podcasts that you were bullied as a child, and that was part of the reason that you made it through, you know, the Rangers and Delta, was because you wanted to be able to stand up to anybody. And so I think that's really interesting. I was trying to remember if I had been bullied, and I'm sure I have, but I didn't take anything too personally as a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, and then so I start to wonder about the line between bully and abuser. Like, if it's mm-hmm. straight up somebody abusing, that's kind of its own thing, and maybe it's they're all the same, or maybe not. Like, we're just going to leave that alone for this podcast because it's too much for us. But again, everything out into the light, and our sort of collective solution up front, bottom line up front, to bullying is humble swagger, in that order. That's kind of just a catchphrase.
Have you talked about humble swagger before on this podcast or not? I think you should give a little background.
Maybe. It's something Antoine Murchison, Coach Murch, and I have come up with, my best friend. He's played for Clemson. He's been on back in season one, and I hope to have him on again. But he and I don't know which one of us, how it came out, it doesn't matter, but humble swagger, like Jesus had humble swagger, mm-hmm. you know? It's just knowing it. So we want to get to that point. If you're being bullied, first of all, we got your back. We can help you through by saying, find somebody to talk to. Never, ever, ever let it go on and on and on. Now, I want to say that there good things can come from this. Being bullied can be an opportunity. We're going to suffer in this life, Jesus said, but we have him. So suffering, we don't look for it, but remember Romans 5, suffering, we persevere, our character is built, and then we have hope that does not disappoint. So that's the pathway. When suffering's coming, and it will, we don't forego it. We face right into it, face the tank. So,
right. And standing up to bullies it's not always like, what was that that Christmas story where the little kid, what was his name, with the Red Ryder BB gun? He was getting beat up like every day or pushed down
Scott
or whatever.
Farkas.
Like,
huh? By Scott Farkas.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, like, when we're talking about bullying, it's not necessarily the abuse part of it or being beat up. It's, you know, being attacked, personally attacked, and usually for no reason, you know, insecurities, I'm sure. And
yeah, so when we, my Coach Holt, he's been on here too, he's like, yeah, my dad's got a bully. And I said, what? In, you know,
Tarnation.
Graceful Dove nursing home? Like, what? There? Yeah, he's like, some guys just stole his pillow. And I'm like, damn. It never stops.
Yeah, I know. Like, what do they have to be bullied about when they're in their 80s?
That's the thing. It doesn't matter. The content is almost irrelevant.
Yeah. It's power, right?
I guess. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But so we looked up, you know, the definition of bullying, and the essential prerequisite is that the bully seeks to harm, intimidate, or coerce someone perceived as vulnerable. Okay, so... Mm-hmm.
Perceived as vulnerable. That was really interesting. We were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. And we, you know, I call it the V word because I hate it. Mm-hmm. Vulnerability. But where we are weak, and if I'm going to bring everything out of the light, everything, that means everything. Where we're weak is where God comes in and makes us strong. So there's a willingness that's required to be able to go there. And as you can see, we can go in so many directions here. But yeah, the bad news is it appears that bullying goes on and on and on and never stops. 2 weeks ago, I got a text from
Richard. We'll call him.
Who, Dick? Yeah, at church. Just out of the, like, he had bullied my wife for months and months, and then.
And we hadn't talked to this man since January, right? I mean, he hasn't texted or emailed. And then last week he reached out to you in a text, which was really funny.
Out of the blue. I see you, you know, wimped out. I'll sort of clean up the language a little bit. And then he said, you and your wife maybe need to get on Slim Fast. And I'm like, okay, enough of the fat jokes, man. Enough of the fat jokes. There's also a comment on
we are old, like, you know, fat and happy.
Yeah. I'm trying to be less fat. I really am. Kind of like I tried to be tall. Like, it was hard. I never figured it out. But, yeah, he made a fat joke, and it's like, whoa, man.
It has nothing to do with anything.
There's a comment. Yeah, that comment on the David Hookstead video. The guy's like, a Delta operator wore a Snuggie to an interview. And I was like, oh, my God.
It wasn't a Snuggie. It was a hoodie.
First of all, it's funny.
Yeah.
Second of all, it hurts my feelings because it's funny at my expense. But
it doesn't really hurt your feelings.
That one was funny. It did a little bit. Come on. I'm trying to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
All right. Way off track, but. Yeah, bullying happens, but suffering, in our suffering, it's part of spiritual formation. God uses, transforms the pain of suffering. The fact that it goes so deep in us means there's potential for deep, real transformation of the person. So we want to look to how to use that to transform ourselves. I mean, that's what we're here for. Christology Podcast. Who is Jesus? Well, he is who he says he is. He said, repent, believe, come to me. Here we are. I was bullied. Not just bad, but like off the charts, weird.
Yeah.
I've talked about it in other podcasts, especially with the Aussies. Zero Limits and Tom Brown, I'm trying to think, Canine Origin. You know, they go right into it. Tell me about your childhood, because that's where it did start. But so I'm not going to talk about the details again because I don't like to. But it was really, really, really bad. Lost my brother at 38 years old. He never really, I can't say I processed it and he didn't. I was ready to die as well. But we can go way into that, but it has an effect. But look, we want to talk about like some tools and solutions here.
Yeah, we were, before you get to that, we were talking about hypocrisy and, you know, had you bullied people? I know I have. And why? Like, I don't know. I think 'cause you're feeling bad about yourself. Anyway, in my case, that's probably what the reason was. You know, I'm not confident. So let me knock somebody else down. I'm hoping that most of that bullying was done when I was younger. I don't think I'm still doing it. And if I am, call me out, right? I'm okay with that.
We want to fit in.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think that's where I've done it before is you're in a new situation and, you want to fit in. So you take a shot at somebody. Animals do it.
Well, I think that's the man way of doing it. Like,
Women don't take shots at each other?
We do, but it's not in a humorous way. I think that we're meaner about it. Are we not? I think women are meaner than men are. Men do it like, you know, you sneak it in with humor.
Yeah, we try to like test it.
Oh, I think we're outright just mean. And that's why I don't like to work with women. Women are not nice. And that's a whole nother podcast. But yeah. I was blessed. I was blessed at the unit, mostly, well, all men that I worked with, but I didn't know you guys had man drama. Another topic, yeah.
I didn't either until you told me about it, and I'm like, yeah, sure enough, that is. But like, it just was going on. I just didn't think about it. Yeah. The Psalms, right?
Yeah.
The Psalms is the way we connect to God emotionally. So get into the Psalms if you're being bullied, if you are a bully. That's, to me, like, that's the hardest thing to deal with. I had a dear friend, Jason Anthony, as a kid. I bullied him, no doubt, looking back. You know, hard, hard, hard times in my life. I'm being abused. My little brother's being abused. And I took it out on my friend, Jason, and, like, I never really got to apologize to him. So, Jason, man, I love you. I'm so sorry for the garbage I did. No excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing that we had talked about, and maybe that's another podcast, but we were talking about, why do some kids not get bullied? I always give the story of my friend Colleen, who, she was nice to everybody. It didn't matter. Like, she was nice to everybody. And I was like, wow, how do you do that? It's natural for some people. And she was never bullied. She was never, pushed around, I don't think. And our son has a friend who is just kind to everybody. And so he fits into every circle. And I think that there's something to be learned from these kids that, you know, we don't have to be the smartest or the fastest or the cutest or the whatever. Like, be yourself. Like, truly.
Yeah. For sure. And, you know, we can keep being bullied as well as adults, and it can drive you nuts because it seems like there's no solution. So we sort of worked it through and came up with some steps. I think any bully, I think there's something worse than a bully, and I think that's somebody who is just apathetic or hard-hearted in the Bible. I did a Greek word study yesterday on some of the words in Ephesians, like where, you know, your hearts are hard and you're not like that anymore, where your hearts are darkened and hardened, distant from Jesus. I think a bully is trying to, like, figure something out by, at least they're moving, right? We always say move your faith. They're taking shots, like something's going to happen. He's maybe going to get confronted. And that's a tough thing there. Like, we don't want to bully the bully because then we're just perpetuating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to where we love them through it. I mean, it sounds so corny, but, like, that's it.
What did you say yesterday about Jesus was saddened by their hearts, or what was the word?
Yeah, Mark, in chapter 3 of Mark's gospel, verse 5, Jesus, he healed on the Sabbath, and he was called out by the Pharisees. It says he looked around and was deeply distressed at all the people, at their stubborn hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. That made me think that, why was he so distressed? Because we weren't meant to be mean and ugly and hard-hearted and, it's just, I think that that's the reason, you know, we were created to be loving and kind and to have gratitude and to, like, all these good characteristics, you know, fruits of the Spirit. And when none of that is there, I think it was like what we were talking about with Sierra Leone, like, why don't people talk to God? Or why would we prefer to talk to a shrink than to pray and ask God? And my thought on that was that because it hurts more.
Mm.
You know, I think about how much we're loved, and when we're jerks or we're bullying or we're unkind and we confess that, like, it's hurtful. It chokes me up thinking about hurting Jesus. And maybe that's weird. I don't know.
No, I think that's a good thing and how it should be.
So that's why I think that
scripture
was, you know, this is not how I created you, what happened. And
yeah, and then at the end in Revelation 16, verse 10, you know, they're plunged into darkness. It's the same Greek word, eschatoimene, being darkened. Like, that's not what we want. So in all this, the bully, the bullied, who's the authority? Like, that's the question, right? Is, what makes it wrong in the first place? Because now we're being bullied by social media, the cancel culture.
Yeah.
They're just the next big bully.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Right.
That's not the solution.
Right. It's not even anybody in a position of authority. It's right. Just the sheep following the sheep.
Right. Sheep getting orders to the shepherd, or thinking they are. So that's why we need a power greater than ourselves. A lot of times it's the government that removes God from its, you know, society will become the God.
Yeah.
We don't want the government to be God for the people, by the people, other people. We want God to be God. So that's why we love this podcast, the Christology podcast. There's nothing outside of this podcast that we can't talk about. Football, philosophy, right here, bullies. So if our authority is God, as revealed in Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, then it gets, okay, now we can, I got a plan. I can look to Scripture. I can see how Jesus did it. And let's talk about the steps now, maybe, that we talked about. Now you got to click that back on.
What am I clicking power?
Maybe cycle it on and off. This is going to be an awesome podcast. There, it's back. Oh, it's back. You're good.
Okay. Yep.
Right. We'll be doing that every 15 minutes because we haven't figured out the canon sure shot.
That's right. We got it.
Yeah. So our steps are, go ahead.
Well, we talked about facing the tank, and that was a different podcast. It's like facing whatever the issue is, what your fear.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Face your tank. Get in your tank. If you're a believer, that's the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's the power of God, right? Mm-hmm. That's an A-10 coming in on aerial runs if and when you need it, right? It's mm-hmm. unlimited power, so...
Yeah,
face your tank from a tank. Never thought about that. But that's our way of saying face the fear, confront the fear. Okay, then apply logic. You want to?
Right, break it down. And what was it? Romans 12:2, do not be conformed
to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So get in Scripture, mm-hmm. study, learn. Ask questions on your own. There's church, but there's relationship with Christ. And like it doesn't just mean asking for stuff when you need it, right? Like I finally figured out praying in sports. Is it okay? Of course it's okay. We can pray in everything. But the thing is, in sports, we wait till the last second. God, please let us win this game. You're skipping the whole thing of... the meaning of prayer, which is relationship, which is worship and confession, and right?
So, yeah.
Really dig in and get to know our Lord.
And then humble swagger.
Yeah, stand.
Stand. And it's, you know, living like Jesus is real, like loving one another and, doing what's right. Like, if you're not sure, truly, there's Scripture that can help you. And these conversations, you know, we do these conversations all day. Well, not all day, but every day we have a talk about something mm-hmm. and how it's related to Scripture biblically.
Yeah.
And I don't know much, so, but I do bring a different ideas, and so it does create conversation.
Yeah, so all through the beginning of Gospel of Mark, Jesus was, you know, being called out and harried and attacked, and even his family came in chapter 3, verse 20, and said he's nuts, right? And all this time, what's he doing between them? He's healing people. He's appointing his 12, giving them nicknames, Boanerges, Sons of Thunder, right? Mm-hmm. That's humble swagger right there.
Yeah, it's real. Like, we still do those things.
Yeah.
You know, men have nicknames for other men always. Navy
Dogs.
Dave.
Yeah.
Delta Dave.
We go on and on with nicknames. And, that's humble swagger. It's knowing, right? And there's no way we can do this, really, professionally, to a... if we don't have an authority or a foundation and a destination, like I believe Jesus is who he says he is. That makes my life different than it used to be. So this is not about church or preaching or morals or doing, you know, this is about life, figuring it out on the fly. I was a Delta Force operator. I still have bullies. When this guy sent me that text, this 70-some-year-old guy, hey, you need SlimFast. like, you son of a bitch. And I even laughed a little bit. And I was like, no, I'm just going to delete it.
Yeah.
But then we talk like, who's going to ever confront this guy? When it, you know, so humble swagger. When I know that Jesus, you know, is my master, he is. I say that like with fear and trembling, but also, you know, hope, knowing that I am his brother. I'm in his family. Psalm 22, verse 22. He's going to proclaim our names in the assembly among all the spirits. Like, that's why he said on the cross in Psalm 22, verse 1, my Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's bringing up the whole entire psalm, which ends, you know, it turns, it hinges on us being there with him, and then I will proclaim to a generation yet unborn, he has done it. So, like, oh, that's my guy. Okay, there's my swagger. Now I need the humble of patience, right? All the stuff that we don't like to do. Vulnerability, talking with someone else. Laura has helped me with so many things in my life to figure things out.
That was awesome. I'm just watching. It was great. I got fired up.
And you said something awesome, living as if Jesus was king.
Yeah.
As if, like, we say he is. We believe he is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go live like he is. Unafraid.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We're safe.
Well, I know who did that. The women in the gospel. Mm. Our last step is walk.
Yeah.
So face the tank, apply logic, stand with humble swagger, and then walk.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't afraid. They weren't going to be talked out of what they saw. They were convinced.
They walked to the tomb
mm-hmm.
on Easter morning just to anoint his body.
Yeah.
They had spices, and they were going to anoint his body as per the custom.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, then they saw... You set me up. I didn't know where you're going with that. So they saw that he wasn't there.
Come on, honey. You know your scripture.
A little bit.
You know Easter.
Yeah. They saw that he wasn't there and went and told everybody. And
No. They saw that he wasn't there and they said, who took his body?
Oh, right. Right.
She thought he was the gardener.
Who are you? Okay. Mary. I'm confused.
Mary looked in and he wasn't there. And she said, sir, if you removed his body. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like. Catch you and all that. I'm just saying, like,
I teach preschool Easter. You guys, we're skipping all that.
So N.T. Wright says this is the right mistake to make, but she said, sir, if you have put his body somewhere, please let us know so that we can anoint it with spices.
Yeah.
And then he says, Mary.
Right. He knew, or she knew that it was him.
Yeah.
Because he knew her.
He's alive. So in all this suffering yields faith. We can take heart in that. It's not fun, but it's not going to go away. A bully's not going to go away until we confront, deal with it, go through these steps. Suffering. There's kind of this entry point of bullies and suffering, because suffering is an element in our spiritual formation. It's going to happen. But
I'm not thinking that when it happens.
No, we don't. Yeah. But the quickest way through it, I think, is right into it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The longer it goes on, the worse it's going to get. It's not going to get better. We were talking about, you know, laughter as helping you cope and get through it, not in the sense of laughing in somebody's face as they're bullying you. That doesn't do any good. Right. But just, you know, turning the other cheek is what you said.
Yeah, for me, turning the other cheek is laughter. It's like, and y'all, I think everybody has this sort of inner power. I know they do, too. When you know you've done nothing wrong, this is how it happened for me as a kid, you know, smack. You come up and you get this just power, and it's like, do it again. Is that all you got? You know, you're 5 years older than me. You just beat up my little brother, and I just came from my mom, and you took my $2, and you're probably going to urinate on me here in a minute, but you got nothing. I'm looking you right down. That's turning the other cheek to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say that. I want people to know that never, ever, ever, if somebody is making you doubt your self-worth or who you are,
don't let them.
Don't take it. Don't put up with it. Ever, ever, ever. You don't have to. Because Jesus said, you're his, right? So think about your authority. Now's your God, your maker, your reason you're alive. You were created. You were bought at a price. So consider that. Consider who Jesus is. He said he's the Lord. Is he a liar or a lunatic? C.S. Lewis? Or is he the Lord he says he is? That's the question that everybody is answering with their lives. So let's give some examples, hon. We talked about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Hmm. I mean, the prime premier example is Stephen in Acts 7, right? He's being stoned. And what does he do to Jesus? Who Jesus has ascended at this point. So Jesus is up with the Father, seated at the right hand of the Father. Stephen is being stoned by Paul and the gang, Saul.
Yeah.
In Acts. He's being killed for calling out hypocrisy. Bullies. He called them all out. Read Acts chapter 7. It's the longest speech in the Bible, in the New Testament anyway. He starts with, he tells the whole story of Exodus. Always Exodus, right? Always the way out. And then he's telling the story to those who are persecuting him. You know, they're about to stone him for believing in Jesus. And he pivots and he just calls them out and he says, and you're the ones that did this. You're the ones who crucified Jesus, our Lord, the Messiah, the one to come. You did this. And they gnash their teeth at him and he didn't stop. They start to stone him. Stephen sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So he made Jesus stand up. Now that's how to handle a bully, boy.
Yeah.
You know, can't get any better than that. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer came close. The church in the German church in the 30s and 1930s and 40s ended up, for the most part, siding or going along with the Nazis. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a pastor, famous for saying, no, this is not right, right? The church and the state aren't to be tied, you know, well, I wish I wouldn't have used those words, but the government and Jesus are not one and the same. Jesus is our authority. The government's a whole other different layer, but Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, ended up being killed for not backing down to Adolf Hitler, the ultimate bully. That's a pretty darn good example there, too.
That's a great example.
So let's keep this all in a context that came to me yesterday, an overall context of, you know, why this all matters and why and how we're doing all this. And I was led to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, where Paul says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. And it gets down to verse 8, where Paul says, none of the rulers of this age, and by rulers he means governments of people and spiritual beings. Whole nother thing, Psalm 82. But all the rulers of this age understood it, the mystery. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Hmm. Right?
God hid his plan. Jesus had to die or died so that he could be raised. I don't understand the atonement process. I don't understand what happens there that, you know, when he dies, my sins are forgiven. That's for God but I believe it. I do understand that he had to actually die so that he could be raised, and we could see that. Then he's ascended, so the Holy Spirit comes and continues the work. So all of that in this context, right, it takes the sting out of suffering somewhat. Somewhat. Still not fun, but it's going to happen. And the key is to not let our hearts be hardened. Very difficult.
That's perfect, huh? Yeah. That's a great summary.
So suffering yields faith, and the way we stand up is humble swagger. We get humble swagger, well, some suggestions, some tools, are to laugh, use logic, get some time, use logic, think it through, get in your scripture, and then go out and love this person out of that, right, out of and through it. That's what we've come to. Now, we can end by just saying, like, how difficult this was to get going, wasn't it?
Oh, it was super hard. There's just so many avenues we could have gone down, and there's still more. I mean, we could talk about this a lot more. But we wanted to get something out, and so that's where we're at.
Remember also, we have an audience, right? We just talked about the spiritual beings that are going to come to nothing. There's other spiritual beings, angels, you know, in a realm that we can't see, kingdom of God, right? It's inaugurated eschatology. It's come. We're waiting. It's final consummation. But Ephesians 3:10, God's manifold wisdom, his plan was that it will be shown to the heavenly realms by everything going on, happening in the world here and now. So we have an audience. I had a vision when I was like 6 or 7 years old being bullied of, I was just riding my bike out on the street of my grandmother who was dead, but I just saw her smiling with in like a crowd of people watching me. And I was like, oh, it very much brightened my day and made me feel good. So, yep.
Yeah.
Keeping our scripture, and we're being formed. We're being formed spiritually, so it's okay. I've been thinking about new music. Okay, let's lighten the mood for a little bit. Let's lighten it up. I've been thinking about starting to make new music for next season.
Okay.
Maybe really get organized next season.
That's a good plan, huh?
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. You want to pray something?
Yeah. Father, we thank you for this time. You're mighty, powerful self that has given us the tools to do this podcast. And we just praise your name. We're so grateful. So grateful to have a personal relationship with you, Father. And we thank you.
We thank you, Lord God. And you are a warrior, a man of war. Exodus 15:3 says the Lord is a man of war. And Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. Thank you, Lord God. We trust you. We praise your name. Amen.
Amen.